The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Rant DM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show, the TNA Lockdown post-show edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am William D. Morgan, along with his co-host, Rage. Rage, how are you?
Woo! Okay.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead, give the number out to everybody right now. Number for you guys to call into the show, 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. As always, you can follow along on Facebook under the Wrestling Call-In Show, follow on Twitter at Wrestling Call-In, and last but not least, you can email the show, twcis999@gmail.com. Also, join our website, thewrestlingcallinshow.webs.com. All right, all that being said, Rage, what did you think about this pay-per-view as we had Tony C on the line?
Well, We had a nice run of matches. Some were good, some were eh, but it was a nice run. And then we got up to the World Heavyweight Title match, and
Magnus.
It went straight left. It went Magnus. Straight left.
Yo, world champion.
It went straight down.
Yo, world champion speaking.
It just went straight. To the left.
Stupid man.
I got a question. How can Bully Ray go from being a dark heel to a face? Did he pull a Lex Luger?
I think he did.
TNA.
I think he did. He pulled a Lex Luger. He pulled a Lex Luger. And let me also say that the whole storyline, either way it could have went, it was stupid. If it was going to be MVP, what difference is he going to make? What, he's going to make life hell for Magnus now that Dixie's not in charge anymore? And if Dixie was still in charge, Magnus would still be doing the same shit he was doing anyway. So what's the freaking difference?
Same old shit, folks. Same old shit.
Different GM. Same old shit, different GM. Okay.
I thought Vampiro was under the ring grabbing some more jokes.
I really thought that.
I thought Vampiro was under there.
Well.
It brought back Vampiro.
It was a decent pay-per-view until we got to that Madness crap.
Let's dig into this pay-per-view from start to finish. I took notes, so I channeled my inner Double A, so.
Oh my god, his inner Double
Jimmy
D.
Olsen.
So we start off with the 6-man tag team match with the Wrestle 1 competitors that feature Great Muta and two that I can't even pronounce against the Bromans and Chris Sabin. This was a pretty good match. Pretty good. Not bad, but a good way to start off the show. And Muta's team won. Great Muta won. He had a good outing. That's about it. Anybody? Muta looked pretty good.
My link wasn't working until actually the Samoa Joe match. So
damn.
Y'all gonna have to fill me in.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So okay. So yeah, Muta won. Muta's team won the first match. Then you had Rockstar Spud coming out, saying a whole bunch of jibber jabber. Came out with this fucking horrible ass suit, probably the one y'all already saw. That checkerboard shit looking like Craig Sager from TNT.
Not Chris Sager.
Chris Sager, Craig Sager. I gotta get the name right. I know. And then Dixie Carter comes out and then she starts spewing her, her shit about Miami and LeBron James, and I'll be honest, she started talking shit about LeBron James.
Her shenanigans. Her shenanigans.
That was some of the funniest shit. No, of course I dig that. I stood up and applauded. Fuck that. All right, then we got to backstage, started talking about Velvet Sky, is chatting online, and Axe, EY, and all that. Anybody, if you're chatting with Velvet Sky online, I mean, imagine the kind of pervert-ass questions you'd be asking her. Because I know I'd be asking the same shit.
That's you. Don't put me in that category.
You'd be asking the same shit.
Don't put me in that category, sir. Do not do that. I am a self-respecting black man. Thank you very much.
Hey, Velvet, what's the biggest thing you can fit in your mouth?
You disrespectful son of a bitch.
That is so
it's not disrespectful.
You disrespecting son of a bitch. That's some disrespectful.
I like Velvet Scott, but I'm just saying that would be
that's some disrespectful
like.
Stuff. And please, let me say this right now before we go any further. The opinions and views of Rage are not indicative of the views and the rants of everyone else here on Rant EM Radio. So please, ladies, if you're listening, understand. His thoughts are not mine. His thoughts are not Tony C's and anyone else on the network.
Rage alone.
Sue me, whatever.
Rage alone. So thank you very much.
Hey, Velvet, how big was Chris Sabin?
See, that's the disrespectful shit. And shit, quite frankly, I don't want to know.
I don't know either. I'm just talking shit. And then we get into the Sam Shaw Mr. Anderson match, and interestingly enough, we got a very loud yes chant, yes, yes, yes shit, and we got a CM Punk chant during this match, which I thought was funny, but yeah, Sam Shaw, like, can we talk about what Sam Shaw actually, like, wears to the ring? Like, he doesn't dress like he's actually about to wrestle. He dresses like he just came from, like, killing somebody.
He looked like a watered-down SHIELD member.
Did he?
Low-grade SHIELD.
He looked like a low-grade SHIELD. He looked like he was part of the SHIELD in training.
I know, right? Yeah. And then he climbs up to the top of
he's
the
not
cage.
Shield, he's
like,
armor.
Yeah.
And he climbs up to the top of the cage, acting like he's about to, you know, kick the bucket.
I don't mean to disrespect you, Rage, but I got something on my mind, and I need to get it out. And again, I'm gonna move ahead a little bit. That last match, Willow was in that match. And that
I mean,
fool,
look, it didn't take
fool,
no, it didn't take rocket
and
science.
And that fool did every stupid little gay ass scream he could do every time he got him.
Whatever. I thought
every
it was pretty
little
cool.
Gay ass, look like a broke ass Power Ranger.
Don't even go there. You looked all right, but they didn't even try to differentiate.
That was worse.
Jeff, like,
that,
seriously.
That was worse than Lawrence Taylor. Psh, oh God!
They didn't
God
even
up.
Try to differentiate the two. I mean,
that was worse than Lawrence Taylor and Bam Bam.
Hell yeah! But what's that dude on Street Fighter? What's that dude name on Street Fighter? The multi-bot, not Sagat. Adon. He sounds just like Adon from Street Fighter.
Yeah.
By
yeah.
God.
He sounded like Adon, just like from Street Fighter 2 Alpha. that's exactly what he sounded like, looking like Electro.
Back to the match. So, during the match, Christy Hemme comes out, starts cheering for Anderson and whatnot. At this point, the door is open, and Anderson just walked out of the match. Therefore, he should have won, but the referee was knocked out. Whatever. Next thing you know, Sam Shaw fucking grabs Christy Hemme and yanks her through that camera hole that they cut in the cage to get the camera
right into the ring.
That's some low budget
shit. Drags her ass right into the ring.
That's some low budget shit, by the way.
Yeah, and looked like he was about to, like, do something. I don't know what he was about to
that's
do.
That's way
whatever.
Worse. That's way
so
worse.
Next thing you know,
that's way worse than any production error from WCW or WWE.
Next thing you know, Anderson, who's already out the cage, runs back in, you know, starts wailing on Sam Shaw. Sam Shaw chokes him out, and then Sam Shaw just casually walks out the door of the cage. Therefore, Sam Shaw won the match.
The motherfucker didn't even lip. He just went, hey, I won, all right.
Backwards.
He didn't even act like he was hurt. All right, yeah.
Casually walked out. All right, yeah. And you know what? This is the problem I have with doors on cages, because I don't think there should be a door on a cage. I don't think if you're going to put a door in a cage, just lock the damn thing. Like, I hate that they do that. I hate that one of the ways you can win a cage match is by escaping through the door. Like,
don't you dare disrespect the history of the cage match on this network.
Well, exactly. I hate that. Don't come on. If you're going to escape,
do you know how many moments that we've had with an open door in a cage match?
Escape the more exciting way. Over the top of the cage. Okay. Through the door. That's a pussy way out.
Okay, you tell that some of these older guys who get in these cage matches but got bad knees. At some point, you got to climb that bitch up. And then after you climb up, you got to climb it down. That ain't no easy feat, my
friend.
What's
more exciting? Through the door or over the top of the cage?
I'm there with you. But when you have a lot of these older guys who've been in the business for a long, 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 long time, that might not be what they want to do.
Yeah. Probably. You probably got a point there.
But, you know, again, I see your point. If you're dealing with younger guys, yeah. But if you're dealing with older dudes, I don't know.
They're not going to the top of that cage.
Nah.
Then EC3 came out, and we apparently thought that we were going to get EC3 versus Angle. And we don't know why Angle was out there, but EC3 came out. Issued an open challenge, and
hold up, Rage. We got another caller on the line. Caller 870. Speak up. How if you hear me?
Hello, it's Jordan Kyle.
What's up, man?
Oh, nice. How you doing?
I don't mind the cage door. I still like it.
Let me also bring Surfer on the line. Surfer, what's up, man?
Cage doors rule. Ask Ric Flair about cage doors at War Games 97.
Yep.
Damn. Yeah, cage doors are whipping rage. Yeah, you know how many people got their head slammed in the cage door?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And they were just about to sneak out the cage and win. The cage door was lethal. Good old War Games. Go watch War Games 97.
Surfer back or no?
He's in Skype. He hasn't said anything yet, but he's here.
Oh,
he bought up Bully Ray. So.
He did. Not yet.
So EC3 issued an open challenge, and who was it that mentioned Bobby Lashley? Who was it that mentioned him?
Nobody.
No, I'm talking about like on Saturday, because somebody mentioned him.
Hey, did nobody know Bobby Lashley didn't show up?
I know, nobody knew, but who was it that, you know what I'm,
trying to give somebody credit, don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to give someone credit.
I don't think anybody mentioned him.
Is the pain over?
Whatever you say.
Ah, man.
For all you know, this was a pretty good match until you got up to, like, the two main events.
Okay, so
man,
you want to tell me what happened, or y'all already passed?
Maybe you should have showed up a little bit earlier. We were already at EC3 against Lashley.
So Kurt Angle didn't show up.
Nope. Not at all.
What, Lashley? Kurt Angle didn't fall. Lashley lost to C3PO.
They didn't even have a match. I thought this. If this is an open challenge, I thought we were getting a match, but Lashley just came in, speared him, and then walked right out of the cage.
Well, because if they had a match, then Lashley would have had to have lost. So,
yep.
So.
And EC3 still undefeated. He's going to challenge the Songs of Street, Will. I'm telling you.
So, what happened to Kurt? Is he, like, locked up or something in rehab? I mean, what's his deal? He crashed tonight?
Who?
Kurt.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he probably got drunk at the King of Diamonds down there in Miami.
I guarantee you. Look, how much you want to bet? But I mean, I'm telling you, by Tuesday, we're going to have a story on Kurt. We're going to have a story on him.
Kurt Angle found drunk in the VIP section of the King of Diamonds.
Oh, man.
No, he looked like he'll go to Rolex. So he looked like he'll go to Rolex.
Next, we got another Kenny King promo video, The King of the Night.
I got a question. Let me ask this right now. Willow or Kenny King?
Who's going to go first?
Mm-hmm.
Kenny King, because he's the black man.
Kenny King.
Yeah, especially with Bobby Lashley and MVP there. That's too many.
Oh, yeah, that's too many.
That's too much. That's a riot.
Somebody got to go. Somebody got to die.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody got to die.
So then we
had Manic. By the way, going back to the six-man tag, right? I don't know who it was, one of the Wrestle 1 dudes. Did anybody know that he was X Division champion? Because I sure didn't.
Yeah, I knew that.
He beat Saban.
He beat Saban for it.
Did he really?
Saban. He beat Austin Aries.
When
was this?
Just wondering.
Manic.
Yeah, when did he beat Austin Aries?
I think it was one of those overseas shows.
But how come this couldn't have been an X Division escape match? Because that was the one thing we were missing on this card, was an X Division escape match.
Makes it an X Division period.
Yeah, we are missing X Division. You're right.
Another thing that I kind of want to bring up, but it's more like a little minor thing. Why would you even put Manic, who is what? He's in X Division, but he's on the bottom of the rung of the X Division.
Oh, yeah.
How the hell do he get a pay-per-view match?
They got to put somebody
in. Got a belt.
Tigre Uno. They got to put him up against somebody.
You got to have a match.
He's a champion.
The next match of the night was Manic against Tigre Uno, and then, Tigre Uno wins. Not a bad match, nothing special.
He was non-title?
Who did Joseph Parker beat?
We're getting to that. Just relax.
And,
Sir,
I know you didn't watch it, right? Don't go spoiling.
Right? That's a good point.
Okay, Hollywood Hogan will fight Piper non-title, but come on.
Yeah. How you gonna get a non-title match of pay-per-view? Hell.
So, we get to the last man standing match, Gunner against James Storm in a
100-pitch
fashion. There was a nice spot with the superplex into the chairs.
No, you didn't say that.
Gunner won. Hmm?
No, you didn't say that, Tony C.
Yeah, they're the 105th best tag team ever, man. My opinion.
Was there any sparks when those beards rubbed together at some point?
No.
They're right above Margo and Kevin Green. Margo and Kevin Green at 106.
But, Gunner pulls a big superplex into two steel chairs, and Gunner wins the match.
So that's the consolation for having a world title match. And losing.
Yep.
To beat somebody that maybe won't be Rollins for the next 6 months to a year.
Ray, you said who won this match? Gunner?
Gunner.
Did he win with a torture rack?
No.
Damn.
No.
Damn.
Damn.
Lose.
Then the match, I'm pretty sure that was the match that I'm pretty sure was everyone's bathroom break. The Knockouts title match between Madison Rain and Gail Kim.
Madison or Gail Kim lost that match.
Madison Rain won, retaining her title.
Madison or Gail Kim.
Poor Gail Kim.
Hell yeah.
Well, whatever.
All you Gail Kim marks.
Whatever.
Gail Kim, she couldn't outlast AJ for title reign. So
then, this is when the pay per view.
She could have. She could have. Tina had any freaking vision.
Yep.
They got Stevie Wonder running creative.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, this is where the pay per view came to a screeching, frightening halt.
To the left. To the left. Yeah.
It went south. It didn't go to the left. Absolute. It went south.
That it just got dumb.
World Heavyweight Championship match.
'95 Key West.
The World Heavyweight Champion. The
World Heavyweight Championship match between
Magnus.
Brutus Magnus.
Magnus.
Brutus and Samoa Joe. Yeah, call him Brutus
Magnus. The hell you get that man that respect? The man, sorry. The hell you get that man that respect for?
Brutus Magnus.
He's not Magnus. He's Brutus Magnus.
My Magnus Milosevic.
My name is Magnus.
Rage, you remember that episode of Boondocks?
You do not laugh at me.
Yeah, kid. Butch Magnus Milosevic.
That's his name.
You do not laugh at me.
That shit was funny.
You do not laugh at me. Asshole.
Butch Magnus Milosevic.
The thing that I did not under the thing I already couldn't stand about this match was the rules. You were supposed to win by tap out, submission, or knockout.
Joel's That's all
rules.
The same thing.
Joel's
That's
rules.
A submission match.
Joel's tap,
okay,
rules.
Okay, before you go, Ray.
Slow look.
That was Joel. Damn.
He looked pussy.
I said, how did Samoa Slow look?
Terrible.
Flow.
He looked pussy.
Physically terrible. He still did his thing, but he was just looking bad.
What's the difference between a tap out and a submission? Are those two
I
different
have no
things?
Idea.
No, there's no
there's no difference. They're the same.
You tap it out. Submit. I mean,
tap out, submit. What the damn difference?
The
or you say I quit? I don't know what.
What's up, big game?
Near the end of the match. Someone broke through the mat of the ring.
Vampiro was under the ring.
And Tony C thought it was Vampiro. And then drags
Joe.
Vampiro
out of marked out.
And then drags Joe below the ring. So then Joe comes back out, and he looks like a fucking exorcist. Like he just had a fucking exorcism under the ring. Like his eyes were rolling back and whatever. Next thing you know, Abyss pops out of the damn ring.
And that's when Tony C said, he said it, you said it, Tony C, you know there's going to be some shenanigans. And that's what it was.
And then,
Vampiro shenanigans is good.
Without the mask, because we already know it's Joseph Park. So, you know what, how about this? Instead of calling Abyss, let's call Abyss Joseph Park. Okay, let's do that. Now on, we're calling Abyss Joseph Park.
It's Joseph Abyss.
I'm calling him Joseph Park. Fuck that. So Joseph Park hits Joe with Janice, that big ass 2x4 nails. And Magnus wins. So yet another WWE storyline was just taken and used and fucked up even more.
Well, actually, they stole that from WCW with Vampiro.
I know, but I'm thinking more recently. I mean, with the whole, just the way the whole thing went.
It was better when Kane dragged somebody to hell.
Pretty much like what I'm going with this is like, Joseph Park is going to become corporate Joseph Park / Abyss. I don't know.
Corporate Kane?
Like corporate Kane, yeah. So
he's
officially a member of Team Dixie.
But and there then, is no Team Dixie.
Shut up! Damn it! And we get to the Lethal Lockdown match.
Oh God!
Team MVP against this Team Dixie. MVP and Aries basically started out the match. Then Robbie came out. Ed Edwards out next. Then Jesse Goddard's. And Davey Richards, Bobby Roode, and then, of course, the return of Willow or Jeff Hardy, however you want to see it. And then Jeff Hardy is standing at the top of the cage and does a nice dive off the top, landing on Team Dixie, and then the ceiling lowers. And the next thing you know, Dixie Carter comes out again in her terrible southern accent and says that her special guest referee / New York insurance policy turns out to be Bully Ray. And who mentioned that? Who was the one that called that out?
Surfer.
Yep.
Yeah, it was Surfer.
No, Surfer just asked, was Bully Ray wrestling?
Yeah, Surfer
asked him. You talked them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he basically, yeah. So, he comes out and, he does his referee duties, if you want to call it that. We got a nice spot from the Wolves doing a double coast to coast or a double Van Daminator or whatever.
Yep.
It was Van Terminator. It was pretty nice. I liked it. And then we got a brain buster on the seat part of the chair, which I thought was pretty nice. And then Bully Ray comes out as he's trying to put who was he trying to put through the table?
He ended up putting Bobby Roode through the table.
Trying to think of who Bobby Roode was trying to put through the table before.
MVP.
Yeah, he was trying to put MVP through the table, and then Bully Ray interrupts him, thus getting bully bombed, and then MVP gets the pin. And now MVP is in charge of wrestling operations in Total Nonstop Action Wrestling.
The HINC.
And then Bully Ray comes, and then Bully Ray ends up putting Bobby Roode through the table.
You know what that means, don't you, Tony C?
That's how we ended TNA Lockdown. Yep.
That bitch will last 2 weeks.
Yep, the HINC.
It will last 2 weeks.
She's going to have him thrown in jail, just like Joe Clark.
And that was Lockdown, folks.
No, I take it back. It'll last till Sacrifice.
Oh, God. Then who else is going to bring in on the street?
Then after Sacrifice, that's it. It's going to be going.
Bobby Lashley probably came in on a handshake deal. That's why he
didn't have. On a scale of 1 to 10, where do we rate this pay-per-view?
Bitch was a 6.
Below Bound for Glory?
That bitch was a 6.
Bound
for Glory was better.
Yep.
I can tell you from personal experience, I feel good that I didn't waste my time and energy on this pay-per-view, that I rested, and I kept some brain cells, so.
Cares about you.
Bound for Glory was better.
Thanks for asking about my health, Rage.
Mm-hmm. So, for me, I think it was a 6.5. I'll give it its due. I mean, we only put it above Bound for Glory. Huh?
You putting it above Bound for Glory?
Oh, I'm putting it above Bound for Glory, yeah.
Oh, so hell no.
So, I think this is a 6.5. I mean, you had two bad matches in the night. The pay-per-view, it was pretty good.
Did Dixie scream or anything like that afterwards?
Say what?
Did Dixie scream afterwards?
Of course she screamed. She bitched and complained. Of course she did.
And where was Rockstar Spud at?
And can I say one thing?
Hold her back. And like, hold me back, man. Hold me back, man.
And let me say one thing. Willow screamed like a bitch.
Wow! Stop it, man. Stop all that hate.
You already look like a cat.
Looking like a backwood.
Calling with your opinion, everyone. 706-993-4606.
Looking like a.
Y'all better leave Willow alone.
Looking like a backward ass Power Ranger.
We're here. Hey, Rage. We're here.
This wasn't that pay per view. Yeah.
it was.
I'll be honest. When that Divas match came on, Cosmos had already started on Fox. So I just started watching that.
That is horrible.
So where did this pay-per-view take place?
Miami, Florida.
In Miami.
So they're back from overseas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They probably want a refund.
Can I say
something?
If I bought
this pay-per-view, I want a refund.
269 Richard told me that there were a lot of people there. So I'm assuming Kali Ocho wasn't all that good.
Let me say this, too. That was the most unattentive crowd I have ever seen.
Yeah, they weren't into it. There were a lot of people there, but they weren't into it.
I've seen Raw crowds 10 times, 100 times better than that crowd.
Daniel Bryan in Fargo, South Dakota, that's better than that.
Daniel Bryan get more pop by himself than the whole pay per view got.
That's terrible.
And that's bad.
Poor TNA. So, Ray, what's going to come of this Willow angle? Is he going to get a title shot or what?
Unfortunately, I see. I mean, he's going to get thrown right into the title shot. I mean, into the title picture. I mean, let's face it. He's a former WWE guy. And we all know.
Are they
acknowledging that Willow and Jeff Hardy are the same person? They act like
he's
somebody.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's good you brought that up. The only one who really put the pieces together and who really like did some acknowledgement was Taz.
No, because what's his name? Tanae
said some things, but he didn't really fully acknowledge it.
So let's backtrack. Since Willow is supposed to be a new character, all the WWE and WWF stuff, just Hardy did, goes out the window because he's supposed to be brand new.
True.
So if he's supposed to be brand new, then how can you just throw him in a title picture like that?
So he didn't wrestle with the mask on, right?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if he comes out and he does this thing, he gets this title shot. That's 10 times worse than The Rock. Because this guy's supposed to be new. This guy's not supposed to have any history whatsoever with TNA.
That's what Sting did though. Sting did that in 96.
But still,
is that what happened? Sting's essence went into Jeff Hardy.
Yep.
No.
Like they combined into one wrestler.
Yep, like Captain Planet.
Well,
he wasn't meowing. He was screaming. So, what are you talking about? Well, damn.
Worse than Lawrence Taylor.
And since Bully Ray and Mr. Kennedy are both faces, they're gonna be in a tag team within the next couple weeks. Watch.
Like we gonna forget what happened.
Watch. It's going to be on the Impact. They're going to have Mr. Kennedy and Bully Ray tag team.
All the history going to be gone from Aces. It's going to be gone. Like, we just supposed to be dumb and forget it.
And Bully Anderson is going to be that name. And they're going to be the 110th best tag team ever.
Right behind Bill Gunner.
No, Big Gun is 105. I'm telling you, they right below Sting and Luger, and right above Mongo and Kevin Green.
Oh,
straight up.
Oh my goodness.
And the Bro Man, they like number 100 on that list. The Bro Man's got potential, yo.
I agree. I hate
to say
it.
They cracked in the top 100.
I hate to say it, but I agree. They do have some potential. But let me hear what everybody else has to say. Please call into the show 706-993-4606. Double A know he wants to call.
Exactly. Double A know he wants to call in. I know he's still in there because he went radio silent. He went radio silent after a while when that main event started. I know he's still in there. Why don't you just call Double A? Just do us a favor and just call. Do the co-workers a favor. Do us underpaid co-workers a favor and just call in already.
He thought Vampiro was under the ring and marched out like I did.
He ran.
I thought it was him, man.
I think the Willow scream scared them off.
So let me get this straight. So there was a record set for 3 black people being on the pay-per-view, right?
Yep.
3.
That's the tribute to Black History Month now. Next month is Sacrifice.
2 of them will be gone.
I have to get back down
two
to the norm.
2 of them will be gone.
So the quarter for the year is 4. They don't have to do no more pay-per-views for the rest of the year, so Dixie will be happy with that.
Speaking of pay-per-views, their next pay-per-view, that being Sacrifice, I thought they were doing 4 pay-per-views a year. When are they doing?
Since when did they have the money?
The year just started, right? Yeah.
Since when did they have the money to be doing pay-per-views now?
They do free-per-views.
Since more than their quota.
They're doing free-per-views.
Yeah, but exactly. This one, Sacrifice, is on pay-per-view as they announced.
So that'll be the what for the year? Number what? This will be the
number
that'll be
three.
Okay, so they got one more. And that's Bound for Glory.
No, that's two. They have two, actually. Slammiversary, that's in June.
No, and they'll make that a free. They'll make that a free one.
They've done more than four pay-per-views last year. They did the pay-per-views that was pre-taped and came on a Friday night that nobody saw, where they had tag team tournaments that meant nothing.
I got a friend of mine who just faced me on, who just messaged me on Facebook. He told me, fuck TNA, I should have just watched porn.
Could have had a V8, huh?
Was it?
He said, fuck TNA.
Did he order it?
I should have just watched porn instead. Yeah, he watched TNA. He ordered it.
Oh, well,
He paid money.
You'd have saved you some money and maybe some, I don't know.
Disappointment.
All I got to say today, the happiest thing. Well, my Barbie Hayden interview, but past that, the happiest thing that happened to me today, my Bulls beat the Heat.
Yeah, stuck it down their fucking throats. I fucking loved it. Can I be honest? Like,
no.
Shut up.
No, lots of us are like teams.
Nah, like. I said this in a sports group that I was in. I'm thinking about switching favorite teams. Like,
dude, I'm thinking about somebody bandwagon.
Jump off the Knicks bandwagon. If one of two things do not happen to the Knicks by season's end, I'm jumping off the Knicks bandwagon.
Do you have bad ankles, Rage?
Nope.
I believe you do. You should. You
got strong ankles when you're jumping off a moving
Phil Jackson doesn't become a head coach or in that fucking office, I am leaving that band. I'm leaving the Knicks.
Oh, you get that up.
How are you going to start talking basketball on a wrestling post show, Rage?
Real quick, Rage, I'm going to tell you right now, that never happened. You know why that never happened? Jim Dolan. When it was brought up, 6 years ago, when it was brought up that Phil was actually interested in the Knicks position, do you know Dolan did not go and approach Phil Jackson with it?
Well, of course.
All that was said, why should I have to approach Phil Jackson, a guy who won six championships?
He owns the Rangers, he fucks up everything in New York.
Rage, can I finish? Please, can I finish?
My bad. Just saying.
Now he says, why should I have to approach Phil Jackson? Why didn't he approach me? This man is a 6-time world champion.
6-time?
Who the fuck is James Dolan?
Well, at the time,
he was at the time, he hadn't gone to the Lakers yet.
Yeah, at the time, yeah, with the Bulls at the time, he was a 6-time world champion. And Dolan is saying, why is he not coming to me? Really?
Who does he think he is?
Okay, I'm finished.
Well, I think he was looking at it like this. It is New York, and that's one of the franchises the NBA, you know, want to have be successful since it is the largest television market.
Yeah.
But fuck them.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Knicks suck, Yankees suck, Mets suck. Peter Griffin.
Now, getting back to this pay-per-view for a second. What's going to be, well, not so much the pay-per-view, but what's going to be the fallout from it? Because it's always fallout.
I want to know who's going to keep Christy Hemme safe. I mean, the stinky guy won, right?
Yeah, the creepy guy won.
Yeah, so, I mean, why don't somebody call the cops or whatever, you know? She's being harassed and everything, and nobody's doing anything about it. I mean, that's an unsafe work environment.
Yeah,
right. I would see that.
What? As much as she be fucking people in there? Come on.
Christy
Hemme ain't nothing but a pass around.
Okay, Ray, you know how it works? Just because a woman fucks Tony C, myself, and Wayne, right?
You know what that makes her?
No, let me finish. And she don't fuck you, doesn't mean that you should be like fucking with her because she's not fucking you. Okay?
But you want to know what that makes her? That makes her a homie hopper.
I'm just saying, just because...
Homies alone.
I'm not saying you personally, Reg. I'm just saying, if you're the one not getting it and everybody else is hitting it, you can't sit there and say, oh, that's not fair and think you're entitled. It doesn't work that way.
So what are you trying to say?
I'm just saying, like...
Don't criticize Christy Hemme.
If she slept with 20 guys there, that guy don't have the right to stalk her like that.
That guy don't have the right to stalk her like that.
He's not a better stalker than
you. You know what I saw? I should have wrote this down on my notes, but what I saw during that Sam Shaw-Anderson match, I saw classic high school bullying.
Sam Shaw would never be DDT.
That's exactly what I saw. Mr. Anderson was playing the big-ass high school bully, and Sam Shaw was just playing the nerd, was just looking for some. It's not fair. Not fucking fair.
Sam Shaw can't start like DDT.
We can't get pass-arounds like fucking Christy Hemme, but... The big bad bully can, huh? You get
see, Rage, that's the scary part. You just broke that
down. The way it is sometimes.
You just broke that down just way too seriously. This is a freaking storyline, man.
I saw classic high school bullying. He's paid to be that way.
Did he say,
I know, yeah, but I still saw some classic high school bullying.
He's paid to be that way. It's not real.
I know it's not real.
I'm still surface line. It ain't real.
I know it ain't real, but still, I saw some.
That's a lie. I saw some images.
That match took me back to high school.
And you know, getting damn well, Willow was coming out when they said that they barred Jeff Hardy from the building. You knew Willow was gonna come out then.
I know, but still, during that match, I saw some. That match took me back to high school, man. Oh. I wasn't stalking chicks, but I was the one who was like,
I wish I had some Say by the Bell drop music. Aww.
that's why Double A needs to call in, because he got all that stuff.
Who?
Double A.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Where is Double A?
He doesn't support you, Ray.
I hit him up on Facebook.
Man, he was watching the pay-per-view.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to support the show.
He's going to talk about it on our show on Tuesday.
This is our show, not my show. This is our show. Get it right.
You'll hear about it on Tuesday.
Of course we're going to hear about it on Tuesday.
He's going to lay in the TNA something nice, and I'll be right there laughing.
So what time do you play this on the TNA network?
No, he didn't just say that.
He did say it. Tell me he did not just say that.
He said they're going to play a replay on the TNA network. How do I sign up for the TNA network? By the way.
It better be free. I ain't paying no more than $3 for the TNA network.
Oh, God.
And how much is it? What website I go to?
I ain't paying no more than $3 for the TNA network. Fuck that.
www.outyourdamnmind.com.
The network's only available in the Ukraine, so.
You out your rabbit ass mind.
In the Ukraine?
Yep.
Who the hell gonna be?
Only available in the UK.
Who the hell gonna be up right now to watch that bitch?
Dennis Rodman. I wonder if Sting and AJ were watching this. I really do.
Sting, I know. You know who's probably sitting at home said,
Man, I can't wait to get there and blow shit up here, man. When I show up, I'm gonna be the man.
Who, Vince?
CM Punk. Man, he's gonna be the CM Punk. And that stuff is gonna blow up. I mean, he's gonna take it to the next level.
That'd be some bullshit, though.
You know he's gonna be on.
That'd be some bullshit, though.
CM Punk no better.
If he show up at TNA, that's some bullshit.
Next week on Talking Dead, so 10 o'clock.
If he show up at TNA, that's some bullshit.
If he shows up in the TNA, I'm gonna need some.
I'm calling shenanigans for real.
I'm gonna need some therapy.
You can see him live next Sunday on Talking Dead.
Don't already.
I'm gonna have to see somebody.
He ain't coming to TNA.
That ever happened.
He ain't coming to TNA.
That'll be like moving from the penthouse definitely to the outhouse.
Hell yeah! I mean, you talking about getting mad because Batista got
the
old
straight,
you?
That's a classic extra rich story.
You talking about getting upset when doggone Batista got over? You be mad because Gunna getting over now.
Once he showed up in TNA, everything will be right. They'll make him champion. He'll be on top. All his fans will tune in. And Dixie will make money hand over fist.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I can see it. It's coming.
Dixie Carter
will fuck. Now NXT is getting better ratings than them.
Dixie Carter will fuck me as a motherfucker tonight. I have to say that.
You don't disrespect.
She can't wait to sign CM Punk.
You don't disrespect.
She gonna fire every black person.
She's gonna have to fire every minority in order to come up with enough money to put on that fucking contract.
She gonna fire the Spanish announce team.
The timekeeper,
put up the ring. You get fired.
The timekeeper, the
Taz gonna have to go.
Taz going, yep, because he looks like a minority, so you know.
He look like a beat.
Your return is no more.
No more promo video for you.
Bobby Lashley comes in and comes right in and go leave right now. Right,
Bobby Lashley, we hardly ever knew you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. So,
MVP.
All the brothers and minorities got to go. You look like a minority. You got to go too.
You have to go.
And MVP.
You got to go too.
And MVP.
The bromance and bad influence. They got to take a pay cut.
MVP. MVP just.
They
got to
take a major pay cut. They're gonna be making $10 a match.
Lady Topper. She's a woman of color, so she got to go.
Yep.
You say MVP? What, Will?
MVP gonna have to take a pay cut too.
MVP. Pay cut.
MVP's gonna have to go.
Yeah,
MVP.
He's gonna have to
pay cut my ass. He's gonna have to go.
It's like a pay to stay.
I'm sorry, I gotta have to say the N word, but in Dixie's mind, like, that nigga gotta go.
She gonna be like, it's gonna cost you $100 a week.
You gotta pay CM Punk.
Them motherfuckers is gonna be making minimum wage. If TNA signs Punk, they're going to be making minimum wage.
They're going to have to cut back on their pay-per-views for real. They're going to be living like 202 a year.
She's going to make her network free.
You said the network going to be free?
No, her nephew. She's going to make her nephew.
Oh, EC3 going to have to work for free.
She's going to show off all Kurt Angle alcohol.
They gonna get rid of the tag team title.
She gonna have to take a pay cut. Fuck all that.
They gonna part off all the other belts too. So
she gonna have to take. She gonna have to take a pay cut too. They're gonna have to sell
get
that.
Get rid of the X Division belt.
They're gonna have to sell that damn television title that Joseph Park still hasn't defended yet.
Yeah, you gonna have to turn that in. They gonna have to pawn that off.
They're gonna have to put CM Punk's name. In the title of the show, it's going to be CM Punk's TNA.
Yep. So he can get licensing rights. They got to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. You're right, sir.
Oh, my God.
They don't have to pay CM Punk.
CM Punk. Panda Energy is going to have to pump
hella money into CM Punk.
Now, here's the thing about the Punk. Here's my thing with Punk on the Real. They were saying he don't need money. So if he can still demand it, but he doesn't necessarily need it. And yeah. If you want to really, really stick it to Vince, if you start seeing Punk, that's maybe a telltale sign of you at least trying to turn things around a little bit. So if you're going to try to stick it to Vince, that would be one way that you could.
And then you know what Vince going to do as soon as they sign CM Punk and he get pissed off, he's going to buy TNA. How you like them out?
I got your ass, Doc. I got your ass.
How you like them out?
I got your ass.
Your ass. They going to tell you ain't working nowhere.
You're going to take my wrestling, bitch? I'll buy your motherfucking company. Fuck you.
Yep.
That's my. He's mine. I own his ass.
That's the thing about Vince.
They can buy any one of them companies you show up in and try to make a name for itself.
But do you
and bury them.
But do you think the Carters will actually sell it to Vince, though?
He will, if they're desperate enough.
Money talks.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a thing where they got a hate for Vince or the WWE.
Right.
They're just trying to have their own business. And if they can't afford to make it run, they'll get rid of it.
Yep, we sell it for pennies on the dollar.
You know, if Daddy decides, you know, I'm just leaking too much money. You know, maybe Dixie may be Daddy's little girl, but that don't mean shit. So
business comes first.
Tell me.
Like Nino said, money talk. Everything goes with a marathon. So there you go.
They're gonna really have to make that ring a three-sided ring now for Punk. How about that?
Make the cut-off, they might be using a three-sided ring.
Make a three-sided ring.
Ray, you should put out that message you put on Facebook about them signing John Cena. You should put that in circulation again.
Man, talk about catering for Punk. Man, John Cena, the buy John Cena, they'd have to sell
spot. John Cena could buy TNA. Fuck that.
He damn so good.
He'd have to get a piece of Spike TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have to be a coming up on John Cena / Spike TV, Cena TV, Cops,
and
Bellator.
Can I just say about that story that Double A said reported on Tuesday that the TNA didn't even break in the top 50, and that the cops that
probably
aired for it rated higher than Impact? That almost made me cry a little bit because that hurt.
It's the truth.
You know, Cops has a catchy tune when it comes on, so
of course it does.
But I mean, you got to look at what TNA is up against the wall on Thursday night, man. They got NXT, Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, Basketball.
Oh, and fall Thursday Night Football on CBS. They're going to have to deal with that.
Do you guys think they should move TNA to Tuesday night?
Hell
no.
No.
I'll make Double A compete anymore.
That's not a competition.
Oh, we'll outrank TNA. Come on,
that's
man.
Not a competition.
He already has to compete against main event.
I'm just saying.
Put up better numbers than TNA.
If you put Monday Night Wrestling to Tuesday Night Wrestling is overkill. I don't care how many companies are involved.
Here's an idea. Put it on Saturday.
Didn't they try that one time?
No.
Wasn't it on Saturday?
It was Saturday mornings.
No, it wasn't. It used to be Friday. It used to be on Friday afternoons.
When it was on
Friday afternoons, and they did occasional Saturday night specials. Then they moved to Spike, and then that's when they went to Thursdays at 11, and then back and forth from 8 to 9 and whatever.
Let me ask you a question.
Wednesday is the night they need to go.
Yeah, I'm about to say, what's wrong with Wednesday night?
Wednesday night wrestling. I already got too much to watch on a Wednesday. I don't need any more shit to watch on Wednesday.
Hell, your ass watching on Wednesday.
Survivor, Criminal Mind.
Come on, man.
fucking Broad City, South Park. Are you crazy?
You still watch South Park? Man. Oh my god.
Yeah, I still watch. Are you crazy? Yes, oh I do. God. Why would you not? Why would I not?
You will watch that over your beloved TNA.
South Park ain't been good.
Man, since... I watch Survivor over TNA. Fuck that.
South Park ain't been good since the movie.
Hey, but I'll watch South Park. Sure. I'll put any one of my regular Wednesday night shows over with TNA.
They got a better shot on Wednesday night than Thursday.
No, right? They need to go to Saturday.
No. That's a weekend.
That's a weekend, man. People are out and about.
Yeah, they ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they ain't got much.
They really don't have much place to go.
Mondays is taken. Tuesdays is taken. Fucking Thursdays and Fridays is taken.
Wednesday is perfect.
Wednesday is the day.
Wednesday is perfect.
Because once basketball season ends, ESPN ain't running.
That's too much wrestling for me.
No, you have it on Monday night and Wednesday night.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
You don't watch main event. No way.
Yeah. I have to watch main event now. Shit.
You don't watch main event anyway.
I have to watch
the last match that you saw that was good on main event was Wade Barrett and Sheamus. You ain't seen a good match off main event since.
I didn't watch any main event. I only watched the first episode of main event. That was it.
That the one John Cena was on?
Yup.
Mm-hmm. And I ain't seen main event since. No, I'm saying Cena.
Just like
been
ECW,
on
I watched the first one.
Well, main
first any one of them since.
Main event was Punk show until he left. So.
Oh God! But you can't give him CM Punk the business because he left. Man, he took the ball and went home. Don't give him the business.
He's not going. I think he's coming back. I guarantee you, he'll be back by fall.
Rage is holding on hope that this man is coming back.
He is coming back. Trust me, he is.
I ain't holding my breath. I'll tell you that.
Man, let it go.
You gotta let it go.
See what he says on TV.
Like Teddy Pettigrass, you gotta let it go.
You gotta let it go.
See what he says on TV next week. See if they ask him.
What'd you say, Sophie?
He's going to be on TV next week on Talking Dead. 10 o'clock on AMC.
Who, Rage?
Oh, he's going to be on Talking Dead.
Yeah, CM Punk.
Mm. Oh.
Mm. Oh, well.
They're not going to ask him anything related to wrestling, you think, huh?
They might.
So, Punk, why are you?
Why don't you get Chris Jericho for that?
All right, guys.
He's on TV now. Yep.
All right, guys, it is 11:54. Let's get some final thoughts and wrap this puppy up. Anybody got any positive thoughts about the pay-per-view tonight?
I'm glad to see that the Vampiro angle was used. Anytime I see something from WCW that, you know, gets used here in the current day, I like it.
Well,
what you get from it, Surfer?
I'm positive that MVP gets to keep his job for another week or two. So, you know, that helps bring down the black unemployment rate in this country.
That's true.
That's
true.
HINC, you know, you got to have one once in a while. So.
Yeah. Yep. Never had one of those since Teddy Long. You know, the Mac Miller tip.
The Mac Miller tip. Rage, any closing thoughts from you?
Let me look through my notes real quick.
Jimmy Olsen.
Hold on, wait.
Rage got notes and sources.
Fucking.
Inside of sources.
I know, right?
All
right,
I'll give you the one positive. The only positive I had on this pay-per-view. And that was Dixie Carter shitting on LeBron James.
and it
was so fucking appropriate considering they got their asses whooped by the Bulls earlier today. I stood up and applauded. I fucking loved it.
Peyton, you asked me the LeBron. Only one applause. You the only one applaud for regular season NBA basketball.
I applaud. You know what? Might as well. If anyone, I'll cheer for any team that beats the Heat. I don't care if it's a team I don't even like that much. I'll cheer for the Lakers to beat the fucking
championship again. So it doesn't matter.
Exactly. They ain't gonna win shit. As long as they got the Pacers in their way, as long as they got the Thunder and the other teams in the Eastern of the Western Conference in their way.
When they win, they're going to dedicate.
That's one game. You got the Thunder, the Spurs, you got the Houston Rockets, the Golden State Warriors, the fucking Phoenix Suns. Hell, I'll even throw in the Chicago Bulls, and you got the Eastern, and you got the Indiana Pacers on them. I guarantee you they're not winning no third championship this year. No.
Your PlayStation 4 on it.
I'll put my PlayStation 4 on it.
All right,
guys. Really? You might have to take that bet.
All right, guys. If there's nothing else, we want to thank you.
I'll put my WWE Network password on it.
Rage.
Oh, no. I don't want that.
I'm trying to
Fuck you, then. Fuck you, then.
I'm trying to finish up the show.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
Once I thank for everybody being here tonight doing the show's first pre and post show. Let us know what you're thinking. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on Twitter. Let us know what you thought about the show tonight. I thought it was ridiculous myself, but
you thought it was.
Maybe we can. I don't know what we can draw from it. Then the only thing that we can say, hopefully next year the pay per view you've seen is better. If there's nothing else from
Mania is gonna be better.
Yeah. No, it won't. Yeah, no, it won't.
Yeah, it will.
No, it won't.
Yeah, it will.
No, the hell it won't.
You got it.
Yes, it is. Mania gonna be better just in the opening minutes when the fighters come on.
Yeah, right.
Yep. That's right. So if no one has anything else, thank you to the chat room. Thank you for all the callers today. We do appreciate it. I've been on this phone the past 3 hours doing interviews and pre and post. So I'm going to bed if nobody else has anything.
I just want to see you doing a good job, Willie Will.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah,
then you can go
on this damn network. One of the hardest working men.
Thank you.
Aside from AA.
And TNA, you can go to
hell. Without him, this coverage would have not been possible because, of course, Surfer had to skip out on me and always doing so.
Hey, look, you know, I had important things to do. I'm hurting.
Like what? Taking care of the gout.
There you go. Gout. Hold up.
I'm laid up right now.
Got the gout.
You
got the gout.
Wow.
You got the Hulk feet.
See, my foot hurts from putting my foot up people's ass like yourself. stop motherfuckers in the ass enough. You get hurt once in a while.
Oh, man.
I'm just going to say this, Surfer. John Cena got hurt, and now you're hurt.
Yeah, it's hard work stomping a mud hole in a motherfucker, so.
That's a good point. They both got hurt at the same time.
One more thing before we get off the air. Me and Will are trying to get together a summit in New York so we can meet up with Ralph and Surfer. So if y'all want to try and help us get this together, then that'll be cool.
How come this is the first time I heard this?
He's a part of the summit and he don't know.
So when you take care of your gout, you come shout at us and we'll get this summit together.
There we go.
So we try to raise money.
For what?
This ain't TWR, buddy.
We just getting together in the city. Like we.
Right.
Y'all just want to walk around and hold hands.
Yeah. You didn't get the joke, okay? So,
I got the joke. You know what? Go to bed. Go take your ass to sleep.
All right, guys. I will see you next Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern right here on Rant EM Radio. I want all you guys to take care and see you Saturday.